The difference of opinion on immigration reform between the White House and more moderate members of the House is continuing, with one side demanding increased border security before steps are taken on any other element, including the fate of DACA recipients. And another fight has emerged within the Republican caucus over House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy going back on a promise to hold a vote on a proposed guest worker plan. To update us on the latest, I'm joined by Daniel Lipman of Politico's Playbook. Daniel, is there progress on any aspect of immigration reform in the House?
There is not much progress going on. The Republican caucus is being held hostage by the very conservative members who don't want comprehensive immigration reform. They just want to spend money on a border wall, which Trump has tried to shut down the government over. And so that leaves the leadership in a tough spot where they have to cater to those members, but they also can't lose the moderate. And so the status is that they had House GOP leaders are reneging on a vow to hold an immigration vote on a guest worker program, and before the August recess, even though they had promised some moderate members that they would do that.
Right. So, how much backlash are they facing? I think we understand whether it's the Freedom Caucus or just a larger group of conservative House members. I think people understand where that's going to go. But at what point does the leadership then take pressure from both sides? Let's say, especially with Kevin McCarthy, who wants to be the next House Speaker, how much does this reflect on him politically? Is there going to be a lot of resentment in the caucus because of that?
I think he's betting on the fact that there are more conservative members of the caucus who he would need if he ran for the top job when Paul Ryan ends his term in office, instead of these more moderate Republicans who are becoming an endangered species on the Hill. And so he loses some credibility because it looks like he's breaking a promise, because he is. But they also, Paul Ryan does not want to hold a vote that's starting to fail. And proponents of the guest worker bill said that McCarthy's original promise to even hold a vote was unconditional. So it doesn't even matter, what the conditions were like at the time. And so they also, there's lots of backlash among agricultural groups, because as part of this guest worker program, it would increase the E-Verify. So it would make it harder for California farm, owners to get guest workers to pick their crops.
And yet the guest worker program, even with the elements you mentioned, seemed to be one that would have bipartisan support, because it would provide, like Chamber of Commerce folks, the workers that they would like to get, while also not guaranteeing any kind of path to citizenship. It just feels like the guest worker would seem to be an angle that would have some sort of crossover. I guess that's not happening, huh?
Yeah, you would think that this is something that business would support, and some do, but many agricultural groups do not. But this is indicative of how highly charged immigration has become, where even helping support the economy is not enough. And so, we don't hear the words comprehensive immigration reform in Washington anymore. And Trump had said he might be interested in doing that, but he needs his wall first. And Democrats are not going to budge. And if Democrats take control of the House, as the Cook Political Report said they would today, then it makes it, it's really, it sets it up that Trump would have to negotiate with Democrats. And so you might actually get a deal, but unlikely. This issue has bedeviled every president for, since George W. Bush.
And with the August recess right around the corner, is this something that House members, others expect to hear from their constituents one way or the other? Is this a major issue for their constituents, at least as they see it?
I think the Dreamers and the DACA recipients, that's a bigger issue than the guest workers, because, the guest workers can't vote. They're not going to donate money. It doesn't seem like this is the driving the how people vote. And so I think other issues are much more important this time around.
But the general immigration issue, do they expect to hear a lot from constituents on that at least?
They always do. There's always people who are calling their office up and saying, tighten the border or loosen the border. But in terms of those people, that's maybe under 10% of people who are going to vote based on immigration one way or the other.
Well, let me close with this then. So based on what you said and based on what Kevin McCarthy has this promise that he's reneged on, when the August recess is over, do you expect anything to come out of whether it's guest worker, whether it's Dreamers, or are we on hold until the results of November?
If they're not going to take it up now, they're less likely to take it up in September. And so this issue is going to be on hold for at least until Congress comes back after the election. So maybe there's a chance that they would try to pass this after the election when the pressure is off. That's what they often do with controversial bills that are going to have a hard time passing with all members of the caucus. But then the leadership elections will be then, and so that will take up time. So it really is keeping a lot of people in suspense as Congress kind of dilly-dallies on this issue.
And that is Daniel Lipman of Politico's Playbook. Daniel, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.